from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, the number one question, as you well know, around the world is how did the security breach happen on Saturday at the Butler Farm Show rally, and more details emerging as we have heard. And let's start with CBS's Meg Oliver in Butler.
New video shows former President Donald Trump arriving at Butler Memorial Hospital Saturday, just minutes after surviving an assassination attempt. U.S. Secret Service are seen surrounding his SUV.
There he is.
For rushing him inside the ER. Over an hour earlier, the alleged assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was caught on video wandering around. A local tactical sniper also snaps photo of him roughly 26 minutes before he climbed onto a building and attempted to kill the former president. Crooks had on him a phone and what appears to be a remote transmitter, potentially intended to set off suspicious devices he had in his car and home. According to a law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News, Crooks received multiple packages over the last several months, some possibly containing hazardous material. A CBS News analysis has found the sniper team closest to the shooter would have had their line of sight likely obscured by trees, making it difficult for them to see him clearly. The team farther away had to reset before taking the single shot that neutralized the target. A private funeral is planned on Friday for Corey Comparatore, the retired firefighter killed. Meanwhile, two others have been upgraded from critical to serious condition, including 74-year-old James Copenhaver, shot twice.
He loves his country. He's somebody that you would want as your next-door neighbor.
Crystal Barr is Copenhaver's family friend.
How's he doing?
I think he's definitely on the road to recovery. People went there for an exciting day, and instead, lives were changed.
Multiple federal agencies have launched investigations into the Secret Service failure here. Former President Trump will not return for the victim's funeral on Friday due to security reasons. Meg Oliver, CBS News, Butler, Pennsylvania.
You know, it's really something, Larry, when you have people in our field, journalists, people reporting on what happened, universally using the same description of what happened, a Secret Service failure. And to that end, yesterday, I was made aware of the fact that the head of the Secret Service was in the arena yesterday, Kimberly Cheadle. She's the director of the agency. She was in the arena in at the RNC in Milwaukee and apparently was confronted in a suite by several senators. And there's video of this. There's a couple of different videos. The people who were involved were Senators Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, John Barrasso of Wyoming, James Lankford of Oklahoma, and Kevin Cramer of North Dakota. Now, as the Secret Service director is walking off and doesn't want to answer me any more questions, Barrasso hollers out the word stonewalling. And then Blackburn can be seen and heard on camera following the Secret Service director saying, "This was an assassination attempt. You owe the people answers. You owe President Trump answers." So she is really under fire, this Cheadle. Yeah.
I would be surprised if she survives much longer in that position.
I mean, what's the last time you heard of four U.S. senators cornering someone and you know, and
never
just demanding, let's, you know.
I've never seen it. And what we didn't know was that the country of Iran had a credible threat against Donald Trump, and the White House notified the Secret Service, and they were supposed to increase security.
And that apparently didn't happen.
So they'll continue to investigate, and at some point we hope to get exactly what happened and why this lapse of security occurred.
And it's important because there are a lot of conspiracy theories that are now circulating, and they can be, a lot of them, you know,
almost all of them.
You can throw cold water on them quickly if you get this thing out in the open.
But it ratchets people's anger up, and it's unnecessary until you have the facts. So we will wait to give you the facts as they develop.
Well, let's remember, too, that this isn't a partisan issue. This same agency is guarding President Biden and Kamala Harris and other important people in politics. This is not just a concern for people who have a Republican identification or even Democrat. I mean, anybody should be concerned about what's going on at Secret Service.
And violence should never have a place in any of this, as we all agree, regardless of party affiliation. To me, my heart breaks for Corey Comparator's family. Visitation at Lob Hall in Freeport today, 2 to 4, 6 to 8. Then a private funeral will take place tomorrow morning. And
I guess there's a chance that President Trump may attend the funeral. I don't know where things stand today.
They said that is unlikely to happen now because of security concerns. So the speech will be tonight for his formal acceptance of the Republican Party's nomination, and we will carry that live here on KDK Radio tonight. We'll go live to Milwaukee. Jim Melward is with KYW next. Fact, in light of the fact that we do not have any caviar here at the plant, one of our team members went out and got carp eggs from
that's
the Allegheny
That's not
River.
True. No, that's not true.
Carp.
Do you enjoy your caviar with a mother-of-pearl spoon?
No. I've tasted it once, a little tiny speck. It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It just tastes like salt. I mean, you might as well get sea salt.
You're supposed to put it on a little wafer or a pancake.
Pate.
And then, you know, with the things that you like, maybe a little chopped egg, maybe a little red onion, you know.
Well, I would imagine there are a lot of people who don't know what caviar tastes like. And
no, you don't have to hold up your pinky
having
that.
Somebody sent me a message that says if your husband is a golf fan, expect him to be unattentive in the next 4 days.
Oh, I can tell you that I have a friend who's a very good golfer, almost a scratch golfer. And when these big tournaments are on, his bride knows. It's all over for the next several days. You know, they may have a conversation or two, but he'll watch the whole thing or as much as possible.
And we're referring to the Open. This is not, we used to call it the British Open.
And occasionally we could do that.
The Open Championship. It's one of the big, big, you know, international events.
152 years they've been doing it.
And we don't have our Neil Shipley. This is probably the first time he hasn't been in a big event in the last year. This is the young man from Mount Lebanon who went to Central Catholic, Ohio State University, and was the low amateur at the Masters, low amateur at the U.S. Open. Came in like 12th in his first PGA event, 6th in his next. He is golf's new phenom, and he's our guy.
And I would expect, Larry, at some point, in the near future that we'll see him playing in an Open Championship. He's probably of that caliber. It's only a matter of time. I don't know exactly how they qualify or if it's invitation only. But as things stand right now, by the way, Justin Thomas leads the tournament. He's in the clubhouse at 3-under, and there's a whole bunch of players at 2-under. Not many low scores today. A lot of players at 1-under or even. And then the big names, some of the biggest names, have yet even to get on the course.
What's that place called? The Royal Troon?
In Scotland. Royal Troon.
Have you ever been to Scotland?
No, but I'd love to go.
I would too, just to go to a castle and just to see the, Braveheart.
Right.
I guess there's a real story about that guy who Mel Gibson played.
Right.
What was his name? That guy.
There's some history I have nothing to add there. I have not seen Braveheart.
Really?
Yeah. It's just not my kind of thing.
No?
No.
You don't want to go back that far? No desire to see Braveheart?
It just doesn't interest me. I can't.
William Wallace.
There you go.
It came to me.
Yeah.
You know.
But I am interested in history. Don't get me wrong, but I would like to get to England. I would like to go to Scotland if I were there. I would like to get up to Edinburgh. I have some Scotch English in my family history.
Well, there's a huge Scottish, Irish tie to this region.
Absolutely.
They actually credit part of the Scottish immigrants who came here with developing the original Yinzer language. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But in a speech, Mel Gibson is William Wallace, before they're going to fight the English, says, "All men must die, but how many men truly ever live?"
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have a golf club at the time,
yes,
did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Little known historical fact, he whacked one.
In a kilt, by the way.
In a kilt. You got to be careful with the wind. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with, every Thursday at this time, Christy Graber, the food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I hope you had a nice hot dog day yesterday.
Yeah, National Hot Dog Day. It was a lot of fun today. I mentioned to Paul it is National Caviar Day, and being the food critic, I'm sure you've had caviar, though I don't see it on the menu many places around the burg. What do you know about caviar?
I actually don't know if I've ever had that. I haven't ascended to that level yet. I don't know. I haven't had that. If you know of a place that has good caviar, you let me know.
Yeah, I'm not a big caviar caviar guy. Anyway, let's talk about the tennis courts that are now open that are maybe the most unique in the world.
Pittsburgh is just so awesome because now we are home to the first blind and low vision tennis courts in the country. So on Monday, Allegheny County officials unveiled the first permanent courts in South Park, Boyce Park, North Park, and Settlers Cabin. And this project was a nonprofit, started by a nonprofit called the Highland Park Tennis Club. And they've been offering free clinics for people who are blind and are visually impaired since 2019 with temporary modifications. But these are permanent modifications on these courts that make the sport possible without vision. So this includes like sound adapted tennis balls, and they contain a little rattling device that emits a noise when the ball is both in the air and when it hits the ground. So it's just another example of why Pittsburgh rules. Very
that
innovative.
Is so extraordinary. It really is.
It is.
And I also, as a sidebar, that the work they're doing at the new hospital next to Duquesne University, Mercy, right? And they put up that new building that they are promising. The lead doc on this says that his goal is to eliminate blindness in our generation.
That's amazing. Wow.
All right, let's talk food. That's your thing. Sizzling new burger joints. I got to tell you straight up, first time I went to Shake Shack Monday for the first time, the one in the Strip. And I know they're getting one at the new airport next year. Pretty good burger. Not real big, but really tasty. And place was jammed. So what else, what do you got?
Well, I did a big burger story like back in March. I ate 32 burgers. And so if you are what you eat, I am officially a cow at this point. So there's a few new places. And if you've ever been to the Leaning Cask in Springdale, it's they're known for their English cask ales. Well, they're going to be having a new burger concept called the Underground Burger Company at the end of the summer. I stopped by for one of the last pop-ups last week, and these burgers have like heft. They're a smash burger, but they've got a really good bun, and they're just delicious. So that'll be opening up at the end of the summer, and their outside courtyard. It's like a four-tiered thing. It's a really cool outdoor space, and you can bring your dog. They're very pup friendly at the Leaning Cask. So check that out in Springdale. And you can also go to Pepito's in Brookline. And Brookline is kind of fast becoming a restaurant row for burgers and dogs with Venezuelan flair. And you could also go to Super Smashburg, which is located in a former car wash in Penn Hills. And to me, that is clean eating.
And we are obsessed here with the Smashburgers too. Since you are a real burger aficionado, what is the difference between a smash burger and a regular burger?
Well, I mean, if you want like a regular burger, Tesseros, I always say, is my sentimental favorite, and I'll always go for a Tesseros burger.
Don Bloomfield.
I love them. They're my favorite. So, but smash burgers, I feel like they're gone in 2 seconds because I have no chill when it comes to eating. I eat really fast, but a smash burger goes real quick with me. But I love them, so, and so do everyone else, because they keep opening up all these smash burger joints in Pittsburgh, so it's great.
Yeah, but what is the difference? What is a smash burger for those that don't know?
Well, a smash burger, you start with like basically a meatball, and you just smash it on the griddle until it gets like the crispy edge, whereas like the thickness to it.
Okay.
It takes longer.
By the way, you can see Christy when we talk on the radio via our video. Go to kdkradio.com, check out our stream. And the brothers behind Pittsburgh's Pickle Company, you say they're the undisputed pickle kings.
They are. They're some awesome guys. So Picklesburg starts today. It's 4 days of pickle madness downtown and just kind of throughout the city. But these guys, they started this company in Verona, and they also have two restaurants in Pittsburgh. They have the Beer Hive in the Strip, and they have the Coxcomb in Murraysville. And they're very pickle-centric in their menu. They have the best fried pickles in Pittsburgh, I think. And they also have really great burgers down in the Strip District location. And it's all sourced, all the ingredients are sourced from like within walking distance of their restaurant, which is a really cool thing. And they're delicious.
And by the way, the reason the whole pickle thing, for those that don't know, Heinz used to package pickles here, right?
Yes.
That's
yes,
why that's the connection. And
yes,
I remember Andy Masek from the Heinz History Center telling us the story about a steamboat that, down the river, that sunk and was under silt and mud for years. And one of the things they found were jarred pickles that were apparently still edible after 100 years.
I would eat them. I probably would eat them. I still have my Heinz pickle pin from the 80s. So.
I would have passed on that. All right, Christy, big weekend. We'll see you next week.
Well, see you. Have fun. Eat pickles.
Read all about it. PittsburghMagazine.com. Food editor Christy Graver. This is the Big K Morning Show. In our next hour, I will be joined by a familiar voice because she does everything. She's on the radio. She's a journalist, a media strategist, radio, television, producer. You do it all. Natalie Benzavenga. Did I say that right?
You did. It was perfect.
All right.
Absolutely perfect.
For those that don't know you, you've been around here in the Pittsburgh area. You're a native, right?
I am. I grew up in Oakmont, which is just a little suburb right outside the city.
I love Oakmont.
I do, too. And it's really had such a revival the past several years, you know?
Especially after they expanded the bridge.
Yes.
With the new bridge.
Yes.
And, of course, the U.S. Open's coming next year.
Yep.
So I'm sure they're going to put even more money on the accoutrements around the region but it's already a really nice town.
It really is. It has everything that you really need in it. And one of my favorite memories of Oakmont was actually around the U.S. Open. My grandma loved golf. And so we went up and I was maybe 9 years old, but all I remember is it was so hot, much like it is right now. And she dragged me to every single event, but we just had like the best time. And it's such a staple of that community. They're so proud that they get to host that space. And it really is magical when you see the amount of people that pour in. But it's a great place to be any day of the year.
Yeah, and I know the Sorreo family. Obviously, mm-hmm. Oakmont Bakery is famous.
Yes.
And they own the Oaks Theater, which is a gem, in my opinion.
It really is. And I'm going to give a little shout out to my sister-in-law who owns Urbana. She really was a big driving force getting a lot of new boutiques and small businesses to reemerge on the boulevard there. So it's just a great shop.
And JK owns a bunch of restaurants there, and it has that old, it's almost like a Norman Rockwell painting.
I know, even right down to the brick cobblestone streets, you know?
With the railroad tracks,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and then just up the hill, Oakmont, world famous golf course, which will be the eyes of the golf world next June.
Yeah, it was one of those places growing up where you're like, oh, this is such a sleepy little town, and then you look back on it, you're like, wow, was I lucky to be there, you know?
But where'd you go to high school then?
I went to Riverview.
Okay.
Right, the public.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I walked.
It
was literally on the river. I mean, it was, you know, you couldn't get into much trouble, Larry, because everybody knew my parents, because everybody knew everybody. So it was, I guess, a good place to be a kid.
Natalie, you go home.
Exactly. I'm calling your mother.
So also, for those that don't know, Natalie's part of our team.
That's right. Yes, I love being on KDKA Radio. I host every Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. And then I get to fill in. And today I'll be doing my show in conversation with right after us together from 9 to 10. I'll be here from 10 to 2. And I got a great list of guests, including County Executive Sarah Innamorato and Congressman Chris DeLuzio.
And I had, obviously, our brand manager, PJ, said, you know, I said, who's filling in for Marty today? Because it was Paul Alexander the last couple of days. He said, Natalie. And he said, well, maybe she'll come in a little early. So you're working overtime for us. And I appreciate that very much. We're going to talk to the head of the film office.
Yes.
Right off the top, Don Keyser,
mm-hmm.
not happy with the Pennsylvania budget, will explain why, because she feels promises made and not kept.
Mm.
Natalie Benzavenga. I love saying it. It just flows.
It's a fun name to say.
It's an alliteration.
I always tell people, think of Italian Pennsylvania when they don't know how to pronounce it. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, Benzavenga. I don't know why, but it just
helps
people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.